The operating licenses for the two nuclear reactors at the Point Beach plant expire in 2010 and 2013. We Energies has been spending a lot of money at the Manitowoc County plant, and it comes as little surprise that the firm says it'll ask for each of the reactors to get a new 20-year license. We Energies nuclear asset manager Dave Weaver says relicensing is the best move for company ratepayers.
Well, we've always had an aggressive operating and maintenance program for Point Beach, and we believe that extra 20 years on Point Beach will save our customers $475 million in today's dollars.
Weaver says those projected savings are based on uranium being more stable in price than other fuel sources like coal or especially natural gas. He also says keeping the Point Beach plant around will be cheaper than replacing the plant with power purchases or other new plants. But the Citizens Utility Board has doubts about relicensing Point Beach as a way to save money. Cubs spokesperson Dennis Dooms.
Wisconsin has to move into the future by relying on energy sources that don't create lethal radioactive waste, that don't require armed guards to protect, and that won't destroy billions of dollars in property in the event of a serious accident.
Doom says the federal government may even consider Wisconsin as a site for a second nuclear waste dump. We Energies contends a first repository being built in Nevada will accept waste from Point Beach within a decade. Wisconsin Public Service and Alliant may sell Wisconsin's other nuclear plant at Kewaunee to a Virginia firm soon, but We Energies says it wants to keep Point Beach as part of its energy mix. Federal and state regulators will take up the relicensing requests next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.